This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Welcome to another episode of Sean and Robot's Comedy Circuit.
Thank you for making a good life choice.
Yeah, you've made an excellent life choice by joining us for what is probably going to be around 18 minutes of ridiculous radio, audio-based goodness. We've got loads coming up for you. Robot is going to be chatting to one of his robot friends. Who's your robot friend this week, Robot?
My robot friend this week is Sally Ann Bot. She is a farmer of robot animals.
I mean, that already sounds awesome. Have you managed to get a celebrity interview in for the podcast this week?
Justin Timberlake and Anna Kendrick.
What? Okay, right. Well, I'll believe that when I hear it.
There will be questions.
I've got questions. I know we're going to be asking you questions from the listener, but I've got questions about this Justin Timberlake and Anna Kendrick interview. And in addition to all that nonsense, we are going to be turning one of your song title suggestions into a living, breathing song. The song this week will be Pancakes Are Flat, But Not a Great Hat, which was suggested by Michelle, aged 10.
That is a tremendous song title.
And I'm keen to hear what Katie's going to do with that song title when she gets here at the end of the podcast. So I think this week we are going to be kicking off with Robot's Friends.
Joy, my robot friend. My robot friend.
So this is where we chat to one of Robot's friends. And today we're going to have the pleasure of chatting to Sally Ann Bot. Do you want to tell us a little bit about Sally Ann Bot, Robot?
Me and Sally Ann Bot are close personal friends.
Oh, well, that's nice. Well, I'll ask no more.
She has a farm full of wonderful robot animals.
Now, I am interested to hear about this farm, Robot.
She has some really funny stories about them.
Yeah, I can imagine that. Funny robot animal stories are going to be plentiful.
Make sure you ask her about the robot chimpanzee.
A robot chimpanzee? I'm already sold. So here we go. Let's have a little chat with Sally Ann Bot. Here we go. It's just ringing.
Who's this?
Hello? Who's this? Is this Sally Ann Bot?
This is Sally Ann Bot's husband, Territron.
Sally Ann Bot's husband, Territron. Okay, is Sally Ann Bot there?
Which one of you schmucks keeps messaging my wife?
This is just for a comedy podcast. We're going to be talking about the robot farms?
No. Someone called. Robot messages her all the time with love heart emojis.
What have you done? Why mess? Oh my.
Listen here. Robot, if you message my wife again, I'll come down there and make you wish you'd never been invented.
Okay, he's nodding. I promise he'll never message her again. I'm really, really sorry.
Goodbye.
Yep, bye, bye. Oh my days.
Like, man, he sounded annoyed.
Yes, he did. Why are you messaging his wife?
I was just being friendly.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Don't message Sally Ann Bot again.
Anyway, shall we try her on her work mobile?
Did you not just hear? The robot's called Territron Robot. He just said if you message his wife again, he's going to make you wish he'd never been invented. Is that not, you know, maybe make you think that messaging her isn't a good idea?
You don't want to miss the robot chimpanzee story, though.
Oh, my days. No, this is it. I'm calling this one. We're moving on.
I like to dip and daddle with my robot friend. He's smart as can be and emotion-free. And he's computed his way to my heart. My robot friend. My robot friend.
So who is it you've supposedly interviewed again this week, Robot?
Justin Timberlake and Anna Kendrick.
That is absolute bobbins.
Yeah, there is going to be a new Robot and Trolls film crossover.
A Robot and Trolls film crossover.
Yeah, well, here it is if you don't believe me. Hello, Justin Timberlake. Hello, Anna Kendrick. How do you feel about being in Robot's new film? Robot and Trolls are just super awesome.
Well, I mean, the great thing to me was that you know, we're having a brand new adventure and the characters are learning a lot, but I still kind of get to be the same, like, so happy and positive and joyful Poppy, who's also, like, really tough and has a little bit of an edge and maybe the tiniest bit of a temper, but, you know, that she's the same kind of really fun character to inhabit.
So, Justin Timberlake, I know you were very happy with the film and the music.
So it was nice to not be grumpy the whole movie, but also producing all the music was a lot of fun as well, getting to explore all these different music styles, and getting to do that with our characters I think was a lot of fun too.
I know that you wanted to get some robots' very own tunes in the film / because you are such a big fan. If you had to recommend one of Robot's songs, which would you choose? Which was your favorite?
That was probably the most challenging part of the movie. But I can tell you that we started with just the song, Just Sing.
Yeah, Just Sing is one I wrote when I was on tour with The Weeknd back in the early days.
So when you hear the song on the soundtrack, it has a real cohesive groove and beat to it that all the voices work on as well. But when you visually see it in the movie, we felt it was really important to hear each sound be represented. So it took a lot of time. I'm not gonna lie, it took a lot of time to get it right.
Yeah, I agree, but it was time well spent, wasn't it? Lol. Also, if you could choose one film to star in with Robot, what would you choose?
Oh, I was gonna say Trolls World Tour.
I love Kung Fu Panda so much.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Were you in any other?
We were in Shrek the Third.
I mean, I just couldn't think of anything else.
I was in Shrek the Third.
Oh, I'm not familiar with that franchise.
I would say.
So I guess it's just one of the lesser.
I like the Shrek movies.
The lesser DreamWorks films.
I like the Shrek movies. Mm-hmm. What else? Me and my family very much love How to Train Your Dragon franchise. We love that one too.
Yeah, we would be great in that. Thank you. Justin Timberlake and Anna Kendrick.
You've done it again, Robot. You've stolen someone else's interview and just pasted your voice over the top. That's George's interview with Anna Kendrick and Justin Timberlake.
You are just jealous because you are not having your own Trolls film crossover.
No, I'm not jealous of that because you're not having a Trolls film crossover, Robot.
I do not appreciate you calling me an interview thief.
Well, you are an interview thief.
That's not very nice.
You're lucky we haven't got George booked for the podcast with his jokes this week, because otherwise he might have your guts for garters, mate. Right, anyway, let's move on and ask Robot anything. So this is the part of the podcast where you can ask Robot anything. Thank you to everybody who's been leaving their questions in the review section of the podcast. That's what Thomas has done. And Thomas wants to know, why are you so scared of Tin Legs Tommy? Is Thomas's question. So Tin Legs Tommy, if you didn't know, is one of Robot's friends. We spoke to him on an earlier episode of the podcast where he essentially spent the whole thing threatening to blast me. If you did miss it, let's just play you a quick clip of when Tin Legs Tommy was on the Sean and Robot Comedy Circuit podcast.
Hello, this is Tin Legs Tommy.
Hello there, Tin Legs Tommy. How are you doing today? Welcome to the Sean and Robot Comedy Circuit podcast.
I feel like I want to crush something.
You want to crush something? Why? What's upset you, Tin Legs Tommy?
Are you saying I am grumpy? That makes me want to blast stuff.
See what I mean? Total grump.
Hold on one single second.
What, Robot? What's your problem?
Is this a question for you or for me?
I think it's me.
Because this is called Ask Robot Anything.
Yes, correct.
And I am not scared of Tin Legs Tommy.
No, I am.
So what's the deal here? Thomas.
No, well, Thomas has just asked. It's the Sean and Robot Comedy Circuit podcast, so I can answer questions as well. And I'll tell you, Thomas, why I'm scared of Tin Legs Tommy. It's because he's grumpy, cantankerous, and also keeps threatening to blast me. And I've seen his blaster, and it's pretty massive. I think everyone would be scared of that.
You better hope he doesn't listen to this episode of the podcast.
Oh, what's he going to do, Robot? Turn up and just start blasting? No, he's not going to do that. He's not got the bottle.
Tommy is a sweetheart once you get to know him.
Is he? Well, I just don't think I can be bothered, really.
He probably just thinks you are a wiener.
A wiener? What?
Tin Legs Tommy doesn't have much time for wieners.
Who still says wiener, Robot? What is your problem? So there you go, Thomas. That's why I'm scared of Tin Legs Tommy, because he's unhinged, quite big, and does look like that he might actually genuinely turn up and blast me. But thank you very much for the question. If you want to send a question over to us, it can be about any of Robot's other friends. It can be about anything you want. It could be a weird question if you like. It could even be, why does Robot still use lame insults like Wiener? Get over to the review section of the podcast. Leave us a 5-star while you're there and stick your questions in the comments. Robot, it says here that we've got George on again. Did you book him? I didn't book him.
No, I didn't think we were going to bother this week.
He's here. He's on the line.
I can hear you both.
Who booked you for this? Who sent the email? Who said George? Who told you when we were recording? We changed times.
I know you. I noticed you changed time because I logged in earlier as well. I mean, nobody actually invited me. But I thought the listeners actually deserved to hear something funny. This is a comedy podcast, after all. So, yeah, you could say that I'm gate crashing it, but you know, it's for the art of comedy.
We need to work out on a cyber security here, Robot, because this is mad. People can't just be turning up. But anyway, well, you're here now, so you might as well do some of your jokes since you're here.
You're saying you'd like to hear one of my jokes?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying I wouldn't like to hear one, but you're here anyway, so let's hear them.
Okay, all right. Here is the first of... I could do many, if you like, by the way. This is one. What do you call a fake noodle? An imposter!
Oh,
not an imposter, it's an imposter. Cause
that might be...
Imposter is like a type of noodle.
The worst one yet.
No, because noodle... It's like a type of pasta.
Yeah, I get it.
You get it.
Okay, go on. One more.
Okay.
Right, I'm ready to laugh. I'm in a good mood. Oh man. George is here. He's my good funny friend, and he's just about to deliver a knee slapper. 3, 2, 1.
Okay. Here he goes. You like this. What do you call a funny mountain?
I don't know.
Hilarious.
Oh, God, you got me. You got me. I did it.
Yeah, that's
you got me.
Great.
You're absolutely.
You're welcome. Do you want another one?
No, wait. No way. The crowd are turning, George. You might have to save them. You can come back next week. You can come back next week.
I think you're breaking up.
It's now time on Sean and Robot's Comedy Circuit for our main event. Katie is here. How are you doing, Katie?
I'm really good, thanks. I've got a Barocca, like a vitamin C drink, in fizzy water. So I've got like a double fizzy drink to start my morning, which is pretty great.
Well, I mean, that's almost certainly going to mean that the song is going to be more mad than usual.
It might be a little bit. I think I've been punk inspired for this one because it's such a great title.
A punk-inspired tune fueled by vitamin C, which that is what we're looking forward to. And what better way to put a song together, which is called Pancakes Are Flat, But Not a Good Hat by Phoebe, aged 10. What did you think of this title, Katie?
I mean, I thought it was amazing. Just it's a smart observation, but maybe it's got a deeper meaning, which we can all discover for ourselves.
And it seems very philosophical. Doesn't
it? It also implies that maybe Phoebe has tried to wear pancakes and figured out that they are not good hats.
Yeah, this doesn't seem like a statement which is made just by looking at the pancake. This seems like an experience.
There's been some trial and error maybe with other foods is how I imagined Phoebe going about her day.
It's like the best mini essay on pancakes of all time. Pancakes are flat, but not a good hat.
There'd be an experiment at the beginning, and then she would discuss that, and then there would be a conclusion, I guess. If that was the title of her essay, I feel like she would go into it in great depth.
And the conclusion, really, is going to be arriving in musical form.
Yeah, exactly right.
Without further ado, brace yourselves for this, because this is a punk-infused, vitamin C-fueled tune entitled Pancakes Are Flat, But Not a Good Hat.
Strange when you wear them like that. Meat shoes are great,
when you walk, you mince. Lobster bits are friendly, but they really pinch.
What to eat? What to wear? What to eat? What to wear?
A skirt of beef is a little too heavy. A kipper tie is incredibly smelly. A shoulder pad tie can be really tasty. Or take off your shoes and eat the shoe pastry.
What to eat, what to wear. What to eat, what to wear.
And that is it for the Sean and Robot Comedy Circuit podcast this week. It has been a lovely time.
This has been a wonderful experience.
It has been an eye-opening experience at that.
And a learning one at that.
Yes, I agree. What have you learned, Robot?
Pancakes are not a great hat.
And that's it. I thought it might just be that. Anyway, if you've enjoyed yourself here, make sure you do leave us a nice little review. You can drop us a nice little 5 stars if you're feeling extra generous. And also remember to leave your song title suggestions and also your questions for Robot in the review comments. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next Friday. See you on the Fun Kids Breakfast Show. Bye.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.